This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine is restricting power use Thursday in response to Russian attacks that damaged part of the country's electrical infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged people to conserve energy in an address late Wednesday. He said the government was working to create mobile power supply points for critical infrastructure in cities and villages. Ukraine's power grid operators said supply restrictions would be in place from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., and that as colder months approach, it may need to take such steps again in the future. Meanwhile, the U.N. Security Council met Wednesday in a private meeting at the request of the United States, Britain, and France to discuss the issue of Russia using Iranian-made drones in its war in Ukraine. Iran and Russia have both denied the use of the drones, with Tehran saying it wants talks with Ukraine. The U.S. government is considering a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. A business lobby said on Wednesday an initiative intended to speed up arms transfers to bolster Taipei's deterrence against China. U.S. presidents have approved more than $20 billion in weapons sales to Taiwan since 2017, as China has ramped up military presence on the democratically governed island Beijing claims as its own. A U.S. State Department spokesperson says the United States is looking at all options to ensure the rapid transfer of defensible capabilities of Taiwan, or to Taiwan, rather. China's leader, Xi Jinping, said that China would never renounce the rights to use force over Taiwan, but that it would strive for a peaceful resolution. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.